You're listening to ABC Radio Perth
with Gillian O'Shaughnessy.
So Straight Set Perth is our hobby that we do in our spare time. About 3 years ago, Duncan was just out taking photos of street art and came home with these amazing pieces that I'd never seen before. And I couldn't believe I didn't know they were there. So we created a Facebook page just for our family and friends in the UK to follow, really. And people liked it and shared it, and it kind of snowballed. And as of today, we've got about 205,000 followers on Facebook and about 25,000 on Instagram. So I think other people share our passion as well.
Yeah, there's obviously an appetite for it.
Oh, absolutely, especially here in Perth.
Now tell me then what you've noticed in the last few years changing about the street art that you see around Perth and the sculptures, all of the urban art.
We've been really lucky here in Perth that there's organisations like Form who put on street art festivals, but there's been a lot of different trends happening over the last few years that we've noticed through the blog. So, for example, murals aren't just on external walls anymore. Cafes and private businesses and even homeowners are commissioning murals to be done as well. So just adding that pop of colour, it really brings people to the area, and that's what we love to see.
Tell me a roundabout, if you know off the top of your head, how much your husband Duncan has photographed over the years.
So since we started Streets of Perth in 2014, we've photographed over 1,200 different pieces across 36 suburbs.
Wow. And are they all murals or those sort of artworks or statues as well?
It's mainly murals. That's kind of where we found our passion, but also sculptures, stickers, any kind of art on the streets, really.
So how fast are we seeing urban art pop up in the city, do you think?
It's never ending. We actually can't keep up because this is our hobby and we hang around in car parks and laneways on a weekend when other people are drinking. We do get a lot of tips through our page now, which is great, but yeah, we honestly can't keep up. It's really accelerating, which is fantastic for the city.
Now, I imagine, Nikki, you would have met some really interesting people on your travels.
We have. We've been really lucky. There was a lovely homeless man that we photographed with a mural, and that turned into a crowdfunding campaign, and we actually got him some money to find shelter. We do the occasional walking tour with exchange students who come over from the US. We've also met a few passionate followers through public speaking tours that we do at local libraries. And people contact us all the time about our urban art map that we created and tell us how they're using it for wedding photography and cycling tours and things like that. So yeah, we've definitely met lots of interesting people on this journey.
People suggest new artworks for you to feature, that's right? Is that how you find most of them?
Yeah, so we used to find them just by stalking artists on Instagram and Facebook, but as our page popularity has grown, we've been really lucky that if someone sees an artist painting now, they send us an email and tell us where it is, and then we actually credit them as the tipster.
Now, what do you think that urban art brings to a city? What is the value of it, in your opinion?
To us, urban art, and especially street art, really lifts the colour of the city. It brings a new cultural flavour. And because especially murals are only temporary, if you don't go and see it when we share it, it might not be there tomorrow. So it's that real hit-and-run nature of street art that we love the most. You have to enjoy it while it's there.
Do you have a particularly favourite piece, can I ask?
My favourite piece is a piece by Anya Brock, which is in the car park in Wolf Lane, because that's the one that started the blog. So that was the one that made me go, wow, how do I not know about this? So to me, that always holds a special place in my heart.
And she's become a really serious artist. I've noticed some of her pieces are quite pricey now. And as you say, some of them appear in cafes and bars and all over the city. So people are starting to really take street art quite seriously.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, we've even had a mural painted in our own home, and it's the talking point of everyone who visits. So artists that you would have seen a few years ago as up-and-comers are now painting internationally and earning a lot of money doing so. So it's great to see them following that dream.
It can be divisive, though. I mean, what is art to one person is ugly to another. Do you get a lot of that sort of debate on your page?
Yeah, art is very subjective. We will share any mural that we photograph, whether it's one of our personal favourites or not. We do have the occasional person saying, oh, I don't like this, but it's nice if they give a reason and they say, you know, it's not our kind of thing, but it also creates a talking point, so debate is healthy, I think.
Now, we're sitting in front of the Perth cactus, which I think is exceptionally handsome. What do you think of the cactus? Because I know that's a big divider in Perth.
Yes, the cactus is very polarising. I personally love it. I think it's got a real character, and I don't know if they do it anymore, but it used to have its own Twitter feed, which was hilarious.
He's a spunky dude.
Spunky and spiky.
Are you surprised that the amount of followers you've got so fast and just the interest has really snowballed?
Yes, we were quite overwhelmed by the interest in our page. It's great to see that other people share our passion. Our Facebook statistics show us that over 40% of our viewers are actually looking from other countries. And Perth was actually recently voted the fourth best place in the world for street art by an Irish magazine. So that was really cool to see.
That is so fantastic. What a wonderful way to put our city out there.
I think so. It's such a great thing for Perth. We're really lucky to have such a talented pool of artists right here.
Do you ever get to meet any of the artists?
Yeah, we've actually become friends with quite a few of them, which is fantastic. They all keep in touch with us. And actually, Duncan's dad lives in Albany, and he's become our kind of southern correspondent. So when you see a photo of my father-in-law with his arm around Stormy Mills, you kind of have that, oh, my goodness moment. So, yeah, but he loves it. And, you know, never expected my in-laws to love street art, but they love it because of Streets of Perth. So, you know, it's such a great thing to see that following on.
Now, we also have, you have urban art maps that people can follow. So how popular are they?
We created the map a few years ago because people kept asking for locations and for plotting their own tours. So we thought if we create this, it helps them with that. And the response has been phenomenal. So it's quite hard to keep it up because pieces expire and we have to kind of keep track of that. But there's about 400 pieces on there right now that you can check out around Perth and the suburbs.